How many of you have had a personal storm? Most everybody that I know has had a personal storm. I want to tell you something a little bit about storms today. When they come along, the fact is you usually do not see them coming. Paul is saying in this passage today that he was going to be shipped to Italy. He was going to Rome. And the plans were made of who would be in charge and who would do what along the way. And Paul just got on the boat and he never could have imagined what it was that was going to happen in the middle of that ship, in the middle of that sea, in the middle of that trip. The weather was changing. Seasons were changing. If you listen to the text this morning, they were thinking about just making one little run around in the boat, and then they were going to spend the winter in a certain place. Weather conditions were becoming dangerous. Have you ever noticed in life that a season, I mean, you know, lasts a few months unless you live in Ohio where in winter lasts seven, but usually our seasons last, you know, 3 or 4 months. Seasons are kind of like what we have in life, aren't they? We may have a season where we've had sickness. We may have some time where we've had maybe some heart trouble or maybe some other kind of trouble come along. You may have had a season of unemployment or financial difficulty in your life. Seasons come and seasons go, but you know and you plan for those things for them coming. Storms are something that you don't necessarily see arriving. When I was a kid, and probably when some of you were kids, we went to Bible school and they taught us about storms, didn't they? What does the wise man do? The wise man builds his house upon the rock, right? That's what we were taught in Bible school. On this ship that Paul is on with 276 people, there is only one person there that went to Bible school, and it's Paul. And Paul has built his life upon that rock. Even though his whole life was spent in a whole different direction, once he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, his life was transformed and his life was changed. He became someone that was different. And here he is on the ship, having appealed to Rome, and he's in the middle of his own personal storm. The scripture tells us that time had passed, the voyage had become dangerous. It goes on to tell us that Paul spoke up and said, "We're all going to die." Don't you hate it when somebody says, "We're all going to die"? You all know me well enough to know that I'm pessimistic, right? You know that. This is no kidding. I was going to come in here today to tell you how my personal storm went recently. You know I've been dealing with this for about 3 months now. But in order to do it, because you all know my personality, and you know that I see the sky falling and everything is going to be bad and we're all going to die, just like Paul said here, I was going to put a picture of a tombstone up on the screen for you today. See, I had a heart cath this week, and they tell me my heart's okay. It's just my lungs that got the problem, and it's just going to take time to get better. So that the interpretation of that is all as well, right? But because you know how I am about things, I was going to put the tombstone on the screen, and here was going to be the epitaph. See, I told you I was sick. Oh, laugh. That's funny. Paul says we're all going to die. We're on this ship, and all of us are going to die. And I'm just now finding out that the screen that I've put up here for you, you can't read those texts, can you? I can't read them here. They're okay with you? I apologize. Well, let me just talk to you about this for a minute. How do you look at the storm? Things did not look good to Paul, did they? He says, we're all going to die. It's his disposition. He says, I have an idea that if you set out in this weather, in this circumstance, things are not going to make much good. It's not a good idea to leave right now. We need to stay in port. Sirs, I perceive that this voyage, he said, will be with much injury and loss, not only of the ship and the cargo, but of our lives. Now, there's a passage that I read to you, and I can't get my slides to do what yours are doing, so you're going to have to trust me on this. There's a verse in this passage where it says these words. The centurion listened to the pilot and the owner of the ship. They didn't listen to Paul. They put out to sea. They hoped to make it to a place called Phoenix and winter there. But here's what you need to know. They would never make it to that port. The scripture says when the south wind blew gently, supposing they had obtained their purpose, they threw the anchors aboard or pulled them up and they sailed to Crete close to the shore. But a tempestuous wind, a northeaster, in the original language is called Euroclide, and it's a terrible storm. It's kind of like, you know, the triple whammy that happened to those sailors up there off the coast of Maine they made a movie about. The ship was caught and it could not face the wind. It was just driven along, bouncing in the water, and they found themselves totally out of control. So much so, and this may have confused you in the reading of the script, so much so that it says that they saw the ship's boat bouncing behind them. They used to pull along, you know, the lifeboat, if you would, the safety boat behind them in tow. And the storm became so bad that the boat's bouncing around that they got back to it, and the men hoisted that boat up along the side of the ship, and they were able to shove supports out to hold it in place because the storm was so bad they were afraid they were going to lose the lifeboat. After they did that, they began to lower the sails. It says they lowered the gear, but they were still driven along by this storm. And because the storm was so bad, they began to throw the cargo overboard, everything that they were carrying on the ship. And when they couldn't gain control of the ship doing that, they took the tackle. It means the very devices they used to steer the ship, and they threw them overboard as well. And the scripture says, when the sun or the stars appeared for many days and no small tempest lay on us, all of our hope of being saved was at last abandoned. Have you ever been in a storm where you felt like this is hopeless? They just basically said, we're not going to make it out of this one. Scripture says they ran along, they couldn't face the wind. It says that they ran under an island and they lifted up that boat and they went along and they tried to do all that they could, but they could not gain control of the ship. They threw everything overboard. And finally, when sun or stars appeared for many days, they decided it was hopeless. You want to notice that they were doing? They were managing the storm. Have you ever tried to manage the weather? I mean, there's somebody here today who recently had a flood in their basement. You ever had a flood in your basement? And we try to manage that stuff right with gutters and drains and sump pumps and all this stuff. But you get enough water and you get a bad enough storm, you can't handle it. They were trying to manage the storm. And the more that they tried to manage it, the more they were driven along. The more that they couldn't control their own circumstance, the more they were thrown out of control. They lost more control. They were driven along. They're throwing stuff overboard. They're throwing their control of the ship, the tackle over the ship. Finally, they give up and they lose hope of being saved, right? We're done. And it even becomes dark, the scripture says, for many days. Paul says to them, let's eat. Let's begin to eat. And so they began to eat. And as they ate, he says, I urge you to take heart because an angel of God stood by me last night. And the angel of God has told me, I have lost total control of my slides, so don't even try to fix it. I'm just going to preach. Act like it's 1972. I don't know what's happened, but I'm done with that. They lost all hope of being saved. In managing the storm, dark for many days, they finally give up hope. They do not know what they're going to do. And Paul speaks and says, an angel of the Lord appeared to me last night. And we're going to be okay. But here's the thing. You got to stay on the ship. Paul looked around in this scripture And one of the things that happened in this passage is he looks around, he says there'll be no loss of life, but only the ship. An angel of God, whom I belong and whom I worship, stood by me last night. He said, don't be afraid, you'll stand before Caesar. So he says, men, take heart. And then he says this little word, this little phrase, for I have faith in God that it will be exactly as I have been told. But don't you love that? Man, there's somebody there with hope. Let me tell you something about Paul. It wasn't his hope. It was his faith. He said, I believe God. We all have hope to get through the storm, don't we? We all hope that the test results will come back right, that the phone call will come for the job, that the spouse will reconcile, or whatever that storm is for you will come along and will happen. But it's hope. Paul didn't just have hope. Paul had faith. He said, I have faith in God that it will happen exactly as I've been told. But then he has to throw this little zinger in there. And I want you to hear it. But we must run aground on some island. It's all going to be okay. Don't worry. Just brace yourself. You know what Paul became on that ship that day? He became a compass in the storm. Hear me on this. He became a compass in the storm. When he said, I believe God, I have faith that it will be as God told me. Do you know what faith is? Faith is not just hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but also the evidence of things that aren't seen. It's the belief that God can do what he said he's going to do. He said, gentlemen, eat. You are not going to die. God told me that we live. That's good news. But the bad news is the ship is not going to make it. And God has said so. Church, I want to tell you today that there's a critical thing that took place on this storm run that you may have missed. And that is the moment that Paul realized that some of the sailors were taking that dinghy boat and setting it over the side, getting ready to get away. Paul saw that and he said, whatever you do, don't do that. We've all got to ride this out together. I believe God. I believe what he said. But don't leave. You got to stay with the ship. How many of you have wanted to lower the dinghy boat and just escape from the storm? Right? We all do that, right? I just got to find a way out. Some people choose to do mighty terrible things when they lower the dinghy boat, don't they? They don't realize in trying to ease their own pain that they hurt so many people. Some people try to lose the dinghy boat and allow themselves to escape in it by doing some things that they normally wouldn't do. Paul said, cut the lines. Let me tell you why you got to cut the lines on the dinghy boat. When Paul said, I have faith in God that it will be exactly as he said, he was saying, I believe that God can do what he's going to do. When they were lowering the dinghy boat to climb into it, they were saying, we can do this. We can get on that boat and get out of here. We can make a way for ourselves. And all of us, when the storm comes along, we want to grab hold of the safety net instead of making the leap of faith. We want to manage the mayhem, don't we? We want to leverage our place in life with money or something to get through. And Paul said the ship's going down, and the dinghy boat's going down with it. And the only way you survive is if you stay with the ship. You may have caught that they said they made soundings. Soundings were to see how far from land they were. The first sounding Paul made, they were 40 miles out. The second sounding they made, they were 30 miles out. They were getting closer and closer. They were out there in that storm for 14 nights. Some of us have gone through the storm for a long time, haven't we? I mean, we talk about seasons, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall, 3 or 4 months each. Some of them are beautiful, some of them are hard to get through, but you always live knowing that this is going to change. Storms aren't that way, especially storms that last 14 days. I mean, we've had some rain lately, folks, but we're talking about a storm where everything went dark, and you're on the ocean, and you have no hope, and you're looking around, and it looks like all's lost, and you've got this one guy in the boat saying, stay with the ship. I've got faith in God. It'll be as he said that it would be. Church, I want to tell you something. It is hard to do that when the storm is sticking around you. You know what those sailors did? They reached down and they cut the ropes off the ship and they let it go. Let me ask you something. Have you learned how to cut the ropes? Have you learned how to cut the ropes? It is hard to learn how to trust God. These heart doctors, they're telling me, you know, just so you know, I can eat a ribeye steak, right? I mean, I can eat a ribeye steak. And you want to give me some fried chicken? We're okay, yeah. French fries, that's okay. These doctors are telling me that's all over. Yesterday, I went with my wife, Janice and I went, and we got into the baked goods aisle. And they had muffins that were that big. They were, you know, puffed out on top, you know. So I'm going to get some muffins. What kind do you want? I said, I can't eat them anymore. Now what kind do you want? No, I can't eat them. Because see, here's the thing. Listen to me. And I by no means am trying to paint anybody in a bad way. But people around you don't want you to cut the ropes. Because it's going to mess up everybody's ride if you cut the ropes. I don't want to eat them muffins. I'm going to live another few years, you know. So I got to go over here to that celery aisle and get a few more stalks of leafy green vegetables. They cut the ropes. The boat wound up hitting upon what they called an island. It was more of a rock. It got stuck and it began to break apart. They lost the dinghy boat, church, but I want you to know is that they survived the storm. The Bible says they were all brought safely to land. I want to tell you today how you survive the storm. You sail against the wind. The way you survive the storm is to sail against the wind. You know what? When Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, you'd say, man, that was the biggest storm that we'd ever face. That's what you might be thinking, that he would ever face. I don't think that's true. The biggest storm that Jesus ever faced was not the cross of Calvary. It was every individual sin that you and I have committed that brought him to the cross of Calvary. It's the little things that added up. But one of the things Jesus could have done, you know, they screamed at him and said, if you're the Son of God, you can call down angels. They'll get you off there. Go. He didn't do it. The greatest part of Jesus' storm is not that he got crucified. It's rather that he loved us enough to get crucified. He was willing to take our sin upon himself. And Jesus sailed against the wind, didn't he? He sailed against the wind. Church, the way you survive a storm is to sail against the wind. The wind says do the conventional thing. The wind says do what sailors do. Go to a safe place. If things don't work out like you planned, lighten the load. If things don't work out then, escape when you're able. If that doesn't work out, kill the prisoners. You know, I don't know what your storm is today. I know what mine are. I know what a few of mine are. And I don't know what yours are. But there's one thing I know for sure. You sail against the wind. You know what people today don't want to hear about? They don't want to hear about Jesus. If you talk about Jesus, you're going to be going against the wind. Sail against the wind. Paul said, the angel of God spoke to me last night, and I believe God, and I have faith in what God told me, and I believe that it will be just as he said. Church, sail against the wind. In your life, in the storms, day to day, trust in Jesus. Survive the storm.
Sometimes we live life in the middle of a storm, left out in the open, exposed to the elements. No matter where we look, protection seems miles away. Shelter feels out of reach. Lately, these storms have grown stronger, more intense, more difficult to bear. Where do we look when we can't see the way forward? How do we find safe harbor? In the midst of the ebb and flow, God promises to be our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in times of trouble. In our most desperate moments, we can rest safely behind the rock of our salvation. Protected by the shadow of his wing. Yes, life has its troubles, but our God is a mighty fortress, our stronghold, our refuge.
Let's stand and sing together.